Amen. If you would, turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. We did not announce about the nominating committee surveys or some in the foyer. If you're teaching Sunday school already, then you will continue in that position. But if you feel led, if someone else feels led to teach adults or children or youth, please fill that out. And God may be leading us to start new classes or something. And if you'd like to serve on a committee, please fill that out. And also, Wednesday night ministries. This Wednesday night, the nursing home ministry will be at the nursing home in Leesville, the Woodlands. So you have plenty of opportunities to serve the Lord here at Cooper Baptist Church and with Cooper Baptist Church. And with that, those two announcements, we're looking at this morning, serving God. Amen? Serving God in spite of difficulties in life. Maybe you feel this morning you had the wind knocked out of you, or someone may have said something or did not do something, or someone has hurt you in the church, or someone has, maybe a family member has hurt you in some way. I want to encourage you this morning, serve God anyway, okay? And our Sunday school lesson was about leaning on the wisdom of God and growing in the faith. And let us move on to maturity in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us continue to serve God in spite of circumstances or things that may be occurring, maybe in our nation or community or state. The book of Jeremiah himself, a prophet of God, he served God. He preached, "Thus says the Lord." And because he preached, "Thus says the Lord," you know what happened to him? He was put in stocks and bonds. He was thrown in prison. All sorts of things happened to Jeremiah simply because he stood in the gap and said, "Thus says the Lord God," to his people. He did everything right. Did everything God told him to do. And guess who got upset with Jeremiah? The people who were supposed to be God's people. They're the ones who put him in stocks and bonds and made fun of him. So you may be serving God and you may be thinking, "God, I've done everything you've told me to do. I'm in your word. I'm relying on your Holy Spirit." And yet someone is against this or against that, and all sorts of things may be occurring. You may be like Jeremiah, but serve God anyway. Okay? So this morning we're going to look at several passages of Scripture in Jeremiah. I'm using an outline I used some years ago, but guess what? Whole different message. Does anyone remember what I said some years ago in the book of Jeremiah? I don't remember either. But this time of the year, we need to be looking at serving God in spite of difficulties in life. We need to be faithful to the end. First of all, we need to serve God in spite of our nation. In spite of our nation, we need to continue to serve God. Look with me to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. "Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory, for what does not profit? Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate, says the Lord." Verse 13. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, in whom themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. So this is the nation of Israel was considered God's people, and they were seeking other things than seeking God. They were seeking for they were relying on other things as a nation than relying upon God. Same way with our nation today. A big thing happened this weekend. We all know about it. In a movie theater. Guess what the name of the movie was? The Dark Knight Rises. Just think of that. Just think of that. The Dark Knight Rises. And a horrible thing happened and occurred in our nation. And that is weighing on our minds. But you know, Mike Huckabee said it last night. And what he said was very correct. He said something like, we do not have a gun problem in our nation. We don't have these other problems that they say we have. But our nation has put God out of the public scene. They put God out of our military. Babies are unsafe in their mother's womb. And we have done all of this as a nation. He said, these problems that people are saying we have, it is not that. The problem we have as a nation, it's a sin problem. As a nation, we have a sin problem. And we're suffering the consequences of our sin problem. We're suffering the consequences of a nation that has put God of the Bible, the God of our fathers, out of public life. Because we're afraid we may offend somebody as a nation. But we need to serve God in spite of our nation. We need to serve God in spite of our nation and continue to stand for the cause of Jesus Christ. It amazes me how in our nation, how people can make stands for so much and serve other things instead of serving the Lord God and the one who can save their souls from a devil's hell. But we want to stand for other things instead of standing for Jesus Christ. We need to serve God also in spite of preachers. Turn with me to chapter 2, verse 8 of Jeremiah. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Look in chapter 5, verse 31. Chapter 5, verse 31 of Jeremiah. Chapter 5, verse 31 says, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. And my people love to have it so, but what will you do in the end? They rule by their own power. They prophesied by their own means. They prophesied by Baal, is what was happening during Jeremiah's time. See, he served God in spite of preachers. I know today that some preach for Christ just to get at other people. Or they'll invite people to church just to get at somebody else. But I'm like the Apostle Paul. Praise God, Christ is preached. Praise God. But we need to serve God in spite of preachers. There are preachers today, they're falling by the wayside, and don't place your faith in me. May God forbid I may fall tomorrow. You place your faith in Jesus Christ alone. Not in a preacher. There are preachers on anywhere you go, they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. Okay? Well, I'm going to tell you this. Unless you receive Jesus Christ as your Master, your Lord, and your Savior, it don't matter how much money you have in the bank or what all good you've done, you're going to die and go to hell without Jesus. That's not prophesying by Baal. You see. Place your faith in Jesus. Don't place your faith in a preacher. Serve God in spite of the preachers falling by the wayside continually. Oh, we can get on some preachers, can't we? Serve God in spite of a deacon. Serve God in spite of a teacher. You serve God in spite of that church member that is not living right. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But you continue to serve God. Also, we need to serve God in spite of relatives. Turn with me to chapter 12, verse 6. Chapter 12, verse 6. The Word of God says, "For even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Do not believe them. Even though they speak smooth words to you." Your relatives know how to speak smooth words to you, don't they? They know everything about you. Those relatives, those grandmothers and grandpas, mamas and daddies that are praying for your soul to receive Christ and to live righteously before Him, those are the ones you need to listen to. There's other relatives that are trying to pull you away. You see, one thing about Josiah, read it about it, young people. He took the throne of the nation at the age of 8. But the Bible, God's Word says, he did not walk in the ways of his fathers. But he walked in the ways of his father David, and he did that which was right in the eyes of God. In other words, just because daddy did it or grandpa did it, don't necessarily mean he had to do it. And he served God. Josiah did. So we need to serve God in spite of relatives. You start the tradition of loving God. You start the tradition in your family of prayer and Bible study. You start the tradition in your family to serve Jesus Christ in His church. We need to serve God in spite of relatives, those uncles and aunts and cousins who say, "Oh, it's okay." No, you say, "I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve God." We need to serve God in spite of friends. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10. Turn with me there. The chapter 20, verse 10. Chapter 20, verse 10 says, "For I heard many mocking, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watch for my stumbling, saying, 'Perhaps he can be induced. Then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him.'" So in spite of friends, you may think they're your friends at work or places you go. They're not friends if they're waiting to see when you stumble. You see, a friend will help you. But a person who is just waiting for you to stumble, their saying is, if you give a man enough rope, he'll hang himself. Is that a friend? Of course not. There's friends who are trying to lure you also into the world and say, "Let's go out tonight and party up, live like the world, and let's go do this and do that." And there's so-called friends at your work and places that you're around who is trying to get you to stumble in your faith. You see, it's not a friend who will try to pull you to do what they're doing Because if they can get you to do what they're doing, then they feel more justified in what they're doing. That's not a friend. You need to serve God in spite of friends. We need to serve God in spite of unpopularity. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 10 says this. Chapter 15, verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. Every one of them curses me. Jeremiah said, I ain't done nothing to anybody except thus says the Lord. Yet he was unpopular. Unpopular. We need to serve God in spite of unpopularity, you see. It is not popular today to be a conservative Christian. It's not popular in Christian circles to be a conservative Christian. It's not. Today, we are supposed to be politically correct, even in the church. And people will want to serve popularity instead of serving God. We need to serve God in spite of unpopularity and simply believe what God says in His Word and live it. And live it. We need to serve God in spite of hypocrites. Quit elbowing each other, please. That was a little joke put in there. Lighten up a little bit. But we need to serve God in spite of hypocrites. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 8 through 11. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 8 through 11. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? In other words, God will forgive me. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. Are there hypocrites in the church? Yes. There are hypocrites in the church. Hypocrites are in every church. Hypocrites were in the days of Jeremiah. Serve God in spite of hypocrites. Serve God in spite of those who put on a nice Christian face on Sunday mornings and then live like the devil the rest of the time. Burn incense to Baal and to the things of this world. Serve God in spite of hypocrites. The good news is, you know what keeps me going sometimes? God sees it all. God knows my heart, and He knows the other person's heart, and that person's heart, and the other person's heart. He sees it all. He sees it. You know, it is one of the most hypocritical things to me is for someone who will come to a Christian evangelical church who confesses Jesus Christ and then say out in this world that there's other ways to heaven. That is one of the most hypocritical things I think a Christian could ever do, if they are Christian. That's a hypocrite. Either Jesus is or He isn't. Make up your mind. Quit being a hypocrite. Either serve God or serve Baal. You choose which master you're going to serve. That's a hypocrite. That is make-believe. There are those who have not the Spirit of God, it says in Jude. If you don't have Christ, you don't have the Spirit of God. We need to serve God in spite of worldly families. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods that they may provoke me to anger. The Queen of Heaven. Who do you want to serve? The God of sports? You want to serve Mother Nature out on the lake or golf course? What God are you serving? What God is your allegiance to? Worldly families. God says it'll provoke Him to anger. Provoke Him to anger. We need to serve God in spite of rebellious Christians. Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. Know therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, this is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans, and we will every one obey the dictates of his evil heart. Wow. That's right in the face of God. I'll follow my own heart. My own evil heart. So rebellious. Well, that may be what the Bible says, but that's a rebellious heart. Well, I know this, but that's a rebellious heart. A heart that is not in tune with the Holy Spirit of God. Rebellious. The Holy Spirit is grieved and quenched when Christians become rebellious. When Christians say, if they do this and do that. If I get my way and only my way, then I will do this or that. That's rebellious. Well, I know that God says this, but rebellious. We need to be faithful. We need to be committed. We need to serve God in spite of other rebellious people. We need to serve God in spite of ourselves also. Last one. Everyone say amen. John chapter 10, verse 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? You see, a heart without Christ is deceitful. But a heart given to Christ, you know what He will do? Make a new creation. New creation. And even as a new creation, we must die daily to live for Christ. Because that old nature, that old heart is deceitful. Need a new heart, and that heart must continually give itself to Jesus Christ. So we need to serve God in spite of ourselves. Whether you feel like it or not, serve God. Amen? Whether everything's all okey-dory and all that or not, serve God. Because guess what? Most time it's not. Most time it's not. Serve God. Serve God. Serve God. Serve God. Don't serve the Baals. Don't serve this world. Serve God. Serve God. Quit serving popularity and serve God. Some of you, Lord help us, I ain't going to say any more. But serve God. Serve God. Serve God. Lord, oh Lord, why do you put up with us? Why do you put up with us? Why do you love us when we love other things more than you sometimes? Oh God, help us to serve you. Help us to love you and serve you because we love you. May you have all glory. Lord, it seems like the days are so short. We only have so much time. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time. And whatever we may be doing, whatever kind of work we may be doing, help us to be a witness in that. Help us to live a life of ministry. We give you praise in it all. In the name of Jesus, amen.